Discover how to sell your house for top dollar in today's episode with Melissa Horn. Melissa Horn is the top producing agent at Remax Elite, and she is in the top 2% of her real estate market agents, and she has sold approximately 300 homes since 2018 with an approximate total value of $90 million. So Melissa, please tell us, how can entrepreneurs and property investors sell their house for top dollar in their desired time frame?
Property Wealth Strategies podcast with Lily Patrashko shares world's most influential property investors, sharing their strategies for making money with property.
So one of the most important things is to make sure you have a trusted professional like me on your side. If you do not have somebody that has the skill set, because we are in fact in a skill-based market now, things have changed. Things are correcting, and there have been a lot of industry-wide changes. I'm sure everybody's reading about on the news since the summertime. Since the summertime. So I would say the number one thing everyone, investors, homeowners, people beginning their investment in entrepreneurial real estate endeavors, you want to partner with a professional agent that has this skill set. That is by far the number one thing. In addition to that, you want to make sure that you understand the market. And again, with partnering with an agent that has that skill set, not only knowing what to say and when to say it, but to read the trends and understand what's going on so that they can bring to you a great strategy. And I would say the third most important thing is how that strategy is proposed. There is not a one-size-fits-all strategy. Everybody's like, I have the best marketing plan and I can get you where you want to be. The best strategy is custom tailored to each individual's wants and needs, meaning to get your home sold for top dollar, it's going to be what your goals are. And performing on the seller's goals is what's going to get them top dollar. Does that make sense?
Yes. Which criteria tends to impact your ability to sell your house for top dollar?
So first, obviously, condition, price, and positioning. Those, you know, the three P's of marketing. That's always going to be, okay, so there's the understanding of what needs to be done, and then there's the execution of how it's done. And that's what's going to make somebody stand out and specifically get top dollar for their home. If you're in a shifting market, here's an example. In a shifting market, and I'm going to use my area as and it's very different because each market right now is turning at a different point, and we're coming out of this COVID, you know, ridiculous amount of equity. Like, there was a decade worth of equity that came together in 2 years during COVID in the first year post, right? And now we're finally hitting a market that nobody can really explain. And it's not a macro examination, it's a micro examination, because you need to weigh in what's going on around you and how it positions you most. And what I mean by it's going to have a strong dependence on what the goals are of the person selling, right? It might be better not to sell to get top dollar. If the rental market is higher and there's a desirability for it and it's a cash cow, maybe building the equity long-term is going to get you more top dollar than selling it right now. So that's what I mean. An individual's goals are really going to make the difference. So pricing, right? Positioning. So if positioning is important, because if you can't effectively tell the story of that home to get the eyes on it that needs to be on it and get the bodies through the door, you know, who's going to know, right? If you're a secret agent and nobody knows that the house is for sale and the benefits and features of that home are not being articulated to the best of its ability, that you're not getting the attraction. So one of the reasons why many sellers choose to hire me is because, in addition to what an average agent can do, I can bring in four times the amount of exposure. So ultimately, what do you think that's going to mean for a sale, right?
Yes, thank you. Now, I was living in a luxury building for like 4 years at half price versus other tenants that I know were living from like first to the fourth floor was like literally double what I was paying. And I wonder what What kind of criteria enables someone to sell their house for top dollar when there's very little differentiation in the building? So let's say you have an apartment that is very, very similar to the one next door. And of course, you want top dollar for that. How do you differentiate when you know that there's 100 different agents selling something very, very
top dollar doesn't mean getting more than market value. Top value, top dollar means getting, squeezing the most out of the market that can be justified, right? Now, the only one instance that you're going to sell as the anomaly outside, so top dollar above market value, is if it's a very specific needle in the haystack case, right? Like, let's say your next door neighbor in that apartment building was your best friend since high school, and you didn't want to be on the second floor versus the fourth floor because you wanted to put a door to your best friend's house, and you had cash and you didn't have to worry about a bank appraising it. You know, if you can get somebody excited about that motivation, like, what do you mean you're not going to buy the house next door? It's unlikely. This is, you know, that's where I'm getting at, but it can be done. However, it is unlikely. If that person needs that unit for a specific condition that makes their life better, a house is totally worth, before anything, what a buyer is willing to pay for it. So if you can find that buyer and bring out the motivation of that buyer and they have the money, and you know what to say, you'll get it sold. Again, that's a, you know, a story that's one in a million. However, if you have three equal properties and the market value is all the same, and they're all listed at this, everything's the same, price is the same, square footage, finishes, building, location, all of that's the same, then it's going to come down to the skills of the agent to show the benefits on why that one's better. Why get more people to the door? Because let's say everything is equal and agent A only gets 5 people through the door. Agent 2 only gets 10 people through the door. And agent 3 gets 20 people through the door. Which one do you think is selling first for the most money?
Yeah. Thank you. Tell us, what are some hacks for property investors to sell their house for top dollar faster?
Be able to have more equity, right? Like, so the more equity you have, the more money you're going to get in your pocket. There's no secret sauce for an investor to get more money than market value. Again, so the alignment with the partnership is going to be the most important. If you have an agent that can't sell, that can't influence, that's the bread and butter. That's it. That's when the rubber hits the road. If you have somebody with influence, connections, community, marketing ability, and an influence overall, that's the full package. If you don't have that, or you don't have time for that, you're not going to get top dollar. So it's, and you want to sell or buy at the right time for your investment portfolio. It's very different for an investor versus an end user. An investor is going to buy and sell if the numbers are right. There's no emotion in that, right? And they're going to have a plan A, a plan B, and a plan C. An investor most likely has purchased that property from the beginning with the exit plan in mind. So end user, a homeowner, somebody that's going to buy it as their residence or is just starting to build their portfolio, let's start with the end user. They need to learn how to make a business decision on an emotional purchase, right? It's very different than an investor. And a person that is just starting a portfolio needs to listen to podcasts like this so they plan in advance and learn from everybody else's mistakes instead of buying blindly.
Thank you. What's a good way to find the right customer avatar that could potentially be interested in your house so you can sell your house for top dollar?
So it's going to depend on a lot of things, right? Like my particular house, which I'm in right now, is a smaller house in the neighborhood I'm in. It does have a pool. We have a lot of newer finishes that I put into. So there's a new roof, there's a new air conditioner, new pavers outside. This house would be perfect for somebody looking to downsize in a neighborhood Probably somebody that's already in a bigger house, loves this neighborhood, has been established here, but the maintenance has become too much. I'm also from the city, so I don't want a whole bunch of grass in my backyard. There's not a lot of maintenance back there. It's just a little resort style area. So my perfect buyer for this would be somebody looking for a second vacation home in a single family home instead of a condo, or somebody looking to downsize and empty nesters, but want to stay in the same area. Or there's some kids that don't mind still living in a family neighborhood, right? Each store is going to have its own house. For instance, I just went on a listing appointment this week, and the home is in an established gated community. It's a true 5-bedroom, 4-bathroom, again, with a huge resort style backyard. What was amazing about that house, and something to really hone in on the marketing, is essentially there's 3 master bedrooms. There's the master bedroom designed to be that way. There's a bonus room on the second floor that could be set up as a full apartment because there's a like living room area, a bedroom, and a bathroom. So it could be closed off, or it could just have a teenager, or if it's a multi-generational home, the younger couple can live on the upstairs to leave the older couple downstairs. And then on the other wing of the house, there was a ensuite in the bedroom with sliders to the yard. So essentially there could be 3 generations living in that home comfortably in their own quarters. Or a growing family with young people could also live in that and still have all the room functional, which opens up 2 buyer markets for it.
Thank you. How can property investors, or let's say landlords, use staging in order to sell their house for top dollar?
So that's going to be really important on both ends of the spectrum. I like to photo some properties without furniture and staging at the same time, because I used to always be like, let's stage it, because people don't have an imagination. And now I'm finding, especially with such with the internet being so magical, right? People need to see it both ways. They need a blank canvas and they need a fully decorated canvas so that they can picture what it looks like finished. And they can also imagine what their stuff looks like in there. So I like to paint both pictures for that, especially for younger people. I find that it's important for them to be able to use their imagination as much as we give them the image.
Thank you. How can landlords and property investors leverage storytelling and languaging messaging that is used in the description and the title of the property to maximize viewership? And the reason I ask you this is because I've been doing property management for 14 years. Mm-hmm. And I used to do a lot of testing where I was, let's say, testing with a certain title and then changing up with a different one. And then, you know, based on location. So, for example, property near Shoreditch, which is a location that is highly desirable for French people, interestingly, and a property near Milan University, which is very desirable for university students going to Queen Mary. Property near Stepney Green, which is the actual location, you know. So I tested out with different titles, and I've noticed that the response was very different. So I wonder whether landlords and property investors can use storytelling and effective titles and effective descriptions and storytelling to maximize interest for a particular property.
Absolutely. I think you're going to look for keywords in that area. Just like you inherently know, because it's your career, to know what's going to be the most attractive in those areas. So property owners, specifically investors, already know that because they bought there, right? They know what sells there. So I agree, though, the A/B testing is still going to be important. Keywords that are trending in the area. So a lot of this is digital marketing. It's not just the neuro-linguistics part of it, right? So you have two ends that you want to look at. You want to look at the word choice for influence, right? And that's what you were talking about. That is a psychological part of it. But if you can match that with the benefits of the area or the specific unit using keywords, and like Neil Patel, he's a big SEO. I'm sure you know who he is. He does a lot of SEO stuff. There's so many free apps now for investors that are not digital marketers to find that. Everything from the hashtags that are trending, putting trending music behind your social posts that don't even, that you can't even hear to push it up. The locations of where the feeder markets are. That's something that I do in my digital market. If you know where the money's moving from into the marketplaces that you are, you could pinpoint those areas for your ads, pull it out 500 miles, and then use the keywords that are triggering in that area and your marketplace. You're already going to double it. So it's not just the narrative. It's testing those keywords and the influence, which is just, again, goes back to the skills-based selling that we talked about, that you need to know the words that sell and then book it on top of everything that's happening in digital media.
Thank you. How can property investors and landlords leverage location-specific keywords to attract more interest?
I think that Uber suggests, I don't have a list of the now, see, I've gotten somebody else to do that for me now. So my information may be dated. I would say first start with ChatGPT. You know what I mean? Like go to chat. There's, I use the audio one, the robot, I'll have a whole conversation with you and you can go deeper and deeper into the questions. I would do a search. Neil Patel has so many programs. I think a lot of them are paid, but there's still quite a few that are free that can help you. Influencers on social media, you can find what hashtags are working best just by, again, doing micro searches in that area for other real estate agents that have a great following. It's a little bit of research for a huge payoff, or better yet, just hire somebody to do it for you. That's the best way to do it.
Thank you. What are some good places to find hot buyers that are willing and able to invest in buying your property?
I would start talking right now, actually. I would start talking to insurance agents. There are so many people that are selling annuities and IULs and, self-directed IRAs. These are people that don't know they have the potential to be investors, a lot of them. And there are people that specifically buy those products to invest with that and leverage their money. I think that that's a huge outlet to make those relationships, because not only obviously with real estate agents too, but you want to find the people with money that have never even thought about investing. I would go towards insurance agents.
Thank you. What are some good joint venture partners that can bring you recurring leads?
Joint venture partners, recurring leads for what?
For buyers of properties for your, so you can sell your house.
Online leads, it really depends on the funnel. The portals are still going to be, any sales funnel is a sales funnel, right? There's going to be the end of the funnel for real estate really is open houses, signs, and calls. And again, you want to be in the room with the people who have that. And those are realtors. Under that is going to be, on top of that is going to be the portal leads, your realtor, your Zillow, your Redfin, all that. On top of that, you're going to have Google pay-per-click. And on top of that, you're going to have Facebook. And each one of those funnels are going to have more motivation to pull the trigger. So you really want to concentrate on that, getting bodies through the door, the people that are physically out there looking, because the higher that funnel, the longer the life of the lead. Like a social media lead is extends 36 months out. The Google pay-per-click is between 18 and 36 months. The Zillows are between 30 days and I'd say 6 months, sometimes more, but they have more of their search is more direct. Right? They're not asking questions about the process. They're asking questions about an address. And then the sign people, they're driving around. They're outside. They're looking. They're like, what is going on? So it's really important to have a good mix of all of it. And the most important one is get on the phone. Get on the phone and call. Have the conversations. Build the relationships. That's it.
Thank you. Are there any particular places like you said, like insurance agents, are there any other professionals that already have your desired target market, which is buyers of properties?
For an investor, real estate agents. I have 16,000 people in my database shopping on my website, and I collect them day after day after day. And I continue my digital marketing on them. And they are in all levels of the funnel. And I've built automations through my systems to make sure that I'm in front of them. So not only is it name recognition and branding, but it's specific market, specific home, specific market, me, all of it. You know, are you looking to buy? Are you looking to sell? Do you have a credit problem? It took me years to build out these drip campaigns, to automate this, to be in front of the right person for the right reason at the right time.
Thank you. Tell us where entrepreneurs can find you.
I am on Instagram, Facebook, I'm on everything, but it's at Melissa Horn Realtor.
Thank you. Tell us, what kind of habits should a property landlord, a property investor have on a daily basis that will move the needle towards selling their house for top dollar?
I don't know that there's a daily thing. I think most important would be staying on top of the property's condition, making sure you have your pulse on the market so you know what's going on, so you know when it's time to dump it, keep it, move it, like whatever that business plan is that was built at the time of purchase, to make sure you're evaluating that quarterly, make sure that you connect with somebody that can keep you updated, somebody like me that can keep you updated with the market trends, where it's going, predictions, what's actually happening. For instance, I watch Altos Research, and that tells me the activity in specific zip codes so that I can see what's trending, where it might go. I look at the closed and I look at the pendings. That's it. The active, closed, and pendings, keep your eye on it and make sure it fits your business plan. And daily, the only thing I would do is make sure that your property remains in good condition and that you have a good relationship with your tenants so you know what's going on with that property.
Thank you. Do you leverage at all the energy of the house in order to sell it faster? For example, do you find that houses that have feng shui done to them, do you find that they tend to sell faster? Or do you find that the houses that have like a low vibe tend to sell slower? And is there anything that can be done to hire some professionals to kind of spruce it up so that it does sell for top dollar faster?
Okay, this is also a double-edged sword question. So Melissa, personally, yeah, I'd walk through the house and sage it 100%. That's my thing. I'm into crystals. I'm into that. And it really depends on your belief, right? One thing is for sure, no matter what you believe, just the power of belief takes you places. So whatever it is you believe in, if you wholeheartedly believe in it and you have faith in it, it's going to work. So that's number one. So if that's what you believe, 100% do it and align with somebody with the same values as you to make sure that double the belief gets you there twice as fast, right? But if you put that on the open market as a marketing tactic, I don't think it's going to get us very far. Meaning like, you know, it, like we were talking about the narrative, like putting in the narrative, we had a feng shui expert come through here and made sure everything is facing in the right direction, and that, you know, based on historic rituals, this is going to be a great investment. I think that it might do more, you know, maybe we don't want to go near that, but the value is in aligning with people with similar values and manifesting through community faith, like a mastermind, right?
Thank you. Do you find that for properties where, let's say, a landlord wants to give you a property to sell, but you notice something is off about it, do you start kind of working with the landlord to suggest certain things like, oh, we should stage it, we should clean it, we should, you know, paint this wall, all these different minor improvements that could lead to massive impact? And the reason I ask you this is because when I started renting properties in London, I managed to increase the revenue per property of £1,250 per property extra just by doing minor optimizations and just 100%. Rentals, right?
100%. Yes. A coat of paint could go a long way. You do want to be careful, though, that you're not exceeding the monetary cost to what you're going to get back in value. So doing all new cabinets in a kitchen is not going to get you back the money as painting them and making them much more aesthetically pleasing. So that's, again, why a professional like you, it seems as well, want to know the value and the impact of what is going to attract the most buyers for the most minimal cost to get it sold for top dollar. So because there are many instances where the improvement or renovation or remodel is just not it's going to cost you money rather than get you money. But 100%. And part of a professional's job is to come in there and say, these are the things that we want to get it ready to get you top dollar. And it usually is landscaping outside, making sure that the curb appeal is 100%, because if they don't drive up to it and love it, they're not going inside. Any little things that you can fix that you know are going to come up, especially on squeaky doors, nails coming out, anything. You want to make it as aesthetically pleasing to the eye from when you walk in. So, of course, every house is scanned and every house is given suggestions. 9 out of 10 homes have a couple of things to do to make sure that they 100% give the best impression the first time.
Thank you.
Follow me for more property wealth strategies.